Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes people need an invitation to go to the party. Other people are like, I'm coming, right? They don't even wait. Party crashers, wedding crashers. So if you need an invitation to the party, I think last night was it. That's kind of what it was. Like, you are now invited to get excited about Warrior basketball down the stretch. Some of you didn't need last night, but I think some of you did. And I kind of did. You know what I mean? Some of you, your minds for a while now have already been on next year. Oh, this is a goose chase. Hand the reins over to Moody. Get Wiggins out of there. We'll trade him in the offseason. This isn't it. Get rid of Clay. Come on, Kuminga. Let's do the whole future thing. And I get that. I don't think that's a crazy take. But last night for me, it was a full-blown invitation sent out to the fan base that says, just join us for this year. And we're going to do some things. I don't know if they're going to be great things or even good things. But like, you have a license. You got a license to, go ahead and say it. You got a license to get ill on this one. Because you're not taking crazy pills if you do.
I think the invitation is just, get on board with whatever this is going to be. And the Warriors are showing you that when they can play like that, they are a team that nobody wants to face in the playoffs. And that's the biggest problem this year has been through 61 games, 33 wins, 28 losses. They don't have a lot of those games. If you think about how they played last night, you could look at maybe 12 to 15 times this year where they played that well, and a lot of those 12 to 15 were against the bottom feeders where you could have gotten by with your B-level game or even your C-level game. Team like Milwaukee, you need to bring your A-game, and they had their A-game last night. And the question begs, and we don't have to answer it now, but if you get into a series against Minnesota, OKC, L.A., Denver, the other L.A., can you bring that A game more than once out of every seven times?
Well,
because if you don't, then you're getting bounced.
No doubt. Guess who's on the line? It's Drew Down in Tracy. Hey, Drew. What's cooking, man?
Hey, what's going on, Willard? What's up, dude? It's been a long time, man. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's Day. I know it's been a while, so I want to make sure. Happy President's Day. Make sure I touch on all the major holidays for you that I missed. But a great win for the Warriors last night. I don't put a lot of stock in the fact that, like, they haven't beat a lot of good teams, blah, blah, blah. I feel like for a younger team, that matters. You know, you got to kind of prove yourself and show that you can beat those upper echelon teams. For the Warriors, I don't really think that. I mean, maybe they don't have a lot of signature wins, but for me, I'm not so concerned about, beating, quote-unquote, great teams. I'm more concerned with about how they're playing. And I feel like over the last, ever since, RIP to Decky, ever since they came back from that, I feel like the way this team's been playing is they've been playing really good ball. Really, everyone's buying in, even with Clay going to the bench. I feel like everyone's buying in, and this team's playing very well. I don't know where they're going to end up, but for me, I don't look at it that way. I'm not concerned about where they're going to end up. I just want to watch this team play good ball and string together, weeks of good basketball. And they've done that for the last couple weeks, 3 weeks. So, the win last night was amazing. But if they come out and fall flat, against Chicago tonight, then the win last night is all for naught, right?
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to get caught up and where they're going to finish, you know, and how far they can go, or they're not a championship team. To me, it's like I don't like to talk in absolutes. I love the way this team's been playing. I love the way TJD's been playing. You know, Kuminga, Wiggins obviously was a little rusty, but he's getting back into the fold, play off the bench. This team's fully healthy. I think they got a chance to make some noise, but I don't want to put a cap or a ceiling or a floor on this team. It's like let's see them continue to play well and string wins together, and then when it comes down to the nitty gritty, this team has they have the gravitas, they have the rings, they have the experience. So are they going to make a big run? I don't know, but I like the way they've been playing. Let's just continue to play consistent basketball. Keep stacking wins and put themselves in a position to make some noise in the playoffs. I like the way they're playing right now, and I'm excited to see the rest of the season. Thanks, guys.
Drew, thank you. I actually agree completely with Drew. This may sound like I'm saying two different things. I'm really not. Last night for me was not about, they need to show that they can do this against a good team. That's not what I mean. Here's what I mean. Situationally, that game set up for the Warriors to win it. Therefore, they should win it. They are, in that situation, clearly the better team, and therefore, I think it's kind of a warning shot negatively if in that moment they came out and played poorly. So that's the way I looked at it. It's not about sending a message or proving or anything or measuring sticks or anything like that for me. It was simply, you got the Bucks at a good time, and a good team takes advantage of that, and they did. So, again, I come away from last night was about as satisfying of an outcome and a performance as they've had all year.
Yeah, and it's because of all those reasons. And they were in a spot where they had the advantage. They had the rest. They had the health advantage. They had the home court advantage. All the advantages were pointed in their direction. And the expectation was to come out and play well and handle Milwaukee. And the way you handled them, and I mentioned it earlier, you beat them twice. You're up 20 at the half. Milwaukee cut it to 6. And then from then to the end of the game, which was, about 16 minutes of basketball, you won by 29 again. You beat them by 29 points from the last 4 minutes of the third through the fourth quarter. That was a thorough secondary beating of Milwaukee. But Drew is right. If you come out tonight and you give it up and you don't handle your business, well then, last night doesn't matter worth a hill of beans. I mean, yeah, it's still a win, and you split the two home games, but you mentioned it before yesterday. You said 3-0 in the homestand.
Yeah.
You kind of talked your way into it. Yep. By the end of the show, you were like, you know what?
I got to win
3-0 homestand. Yep. You're going to win all three, and then we didn't even go much further past that because we're taking it one game at a time, but you can kind of squint and see a trip to San Antonio, and well, that should be a win, so now it's 4 in a row, and now you start thinking about 17-21.
I'm actually not getting to Monday. I'm not getting to Monday yet.
I know you're not.
Road game, totally different.
When you think about, where they are, if they beat Milwaukee, like tonight against Chicago, and as we get closer to Grandy and Warriors Live, yeah, you should win this.
Should win.
The spread tells you should win. You're 8-point favorites.
Right, Saturday, should win.
And it's
absolutely.
It's the second half of a back-to-back, but it's not the same back-to-back that Chicago has because they played everybody a lot more, and they traveled. So this spot tonight is almost as good as last night's spot.
Richie in Queens is next on Willie and Dibby. Hi, Richie. What you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was looking at the standings. I really get into the basketball the last 20 games of the season. Got the positioning and Your team has really made a nice run. I thought it was a statement game last night. They needed something like that. By the way, Doc Rivers, did he make a mistake getting out of the broadcast booth? I mean, really, this guy is an enigma as a coach. It just made no sense because when they hired him initially, they figured he'd never become a coach again. So they figured that Breen, Doris Burke, and him would stay together. And coming back to the Bucks, I don't know what to make of the Bucks, but that was a nice win, and they're solidifying. They're only two games out of the sixth seed, so they're playing well. Now, my team, the Knicks, obviously, with the injuries, we're getting Adonabi has been cleared for physical contact, so he's day-to-day, so they're going to get him back. And Brunson, I hope they're not hiding an injury with him. We're falling. You guys are gaining. We're probably going to wind up in the eighth seed. I really feel that way at this point with all the injuries and then your play-in game, and hopefully you know, get everybody back, get Randle back. I don't know how strong he's going to be. And you guys, you know, guys, the Kuminga is going to be a great player. Barkley mentioned it. I mean, he's very, he needs a lot of, you know, a lot more basketball savvy. But he has got the ability to be a really good player.
He's starting to put some things together. Yeah, Richie, we got to run. Thank you so much. I don't really mean this, but I kind of hope those Knicks don't get all that healthy anytime soon. They'll be here in 11 days.
Yeah.
And that'll be a big game for the Warriors. But yeah, Jonathan, look, I mean, that's changed everything. And Draymond has pointed this out a number of times in terms of why the Warriors are where they are right now, because of the more recent development and steps forward that Jonathan Kuminga has taken. We're sponsored by Prize Picks. We do have time and we'll continue with a lot more of your Warrior phone calls throughout the remaining almost 2 hours of our time together before Grandy takes over for Warriors Live. But coming up next, one of the top baseball voices out there, Buster Olney, ESPN. Is Blake Snell coming? If so, when? If not, who else? And if no one, we riot. Buster Olney, next, Willen and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the Farhan Eva laugh. I will tell you this. This is not our... Thank you. This is not our normal cadence. We usually do the teases. We are hosting the radio show.
Right.
Lucas just did a tease, and it's the best one he's ever done since we've all been doing the show together.
Wow. Thank you. The only one.
The great Buster Olney of ESPN is on the line. And Luke just said to us that Buster told him he's got stuff on Blake Snell.
Stuff?
Buster's got Blake Snell stuff. Buster, thank you for coming on. What's your Blake Snell stuff? When's he coming?
I don't think he's going to San Francisco. You know, we'll wait and see how it plays out. I've had enough conversations with people in the last 24 hours who know Blake, who believe that, you know, in the end, depending on where the money falls, the place where he might land are with the Angels. You know, of course, played in San Diego last year. You know, Southern California apparently appealed to him. The Angels have been in negotiations with him, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But if I'm sitting here today and just had to guess, I think that's the team he's going to sign with.
Well, Buster, that took a little bit of the joy out of my partner over here.
That's the end of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and I could be – look, Scott Boras is in a situation now who represents Snell where, you know, the market has disintegrated to a large degree from what he expected. You know, the Yankees, I don't think, are going to get involved. I don't think the Mets are going to be involved, even though they had a major pitching injury. You know, I saw the Red Sox today. I have no indication that the Red Sox are going to get involved with it. So I think it's a case where he's trying to make chicken salad out of less than that.
So if the Giants don't get Blake Snell, is there a pivot point out there, or are they just going to be relegated to, you know, like we talk about it here, Logan Webb and the question marks?
I think that it may turn out to be is what you see is what you get. Look, and I think Jordan Montgomery, you know, in a lot of ways would also be a really good fit for them. But, you know, what teams are telling me is that they feel like that the asking price on Montgomery is higher than they would have anticipated. And they, you know, they're guessing that what's going on now with Scott is he's waiting for an injury to happen, a significant injury for one of these teams that are contending. And hoping that that puts some pressure on the team to do something. And what's interesting is you've had the Mets lost Senga, and Lucas Giolito goes down with the Red Sox, and I think neither one of those teams is going to get involved with Scott's two guys now.
Interesting. Buster, what about instead of the free agent market, might a trade be something that happens with the Giants? J.D. Davis, Joey Bart, it feels like they've got names right now that don't fit on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to usually take place when we get to the middle of the month. You know, general managers will tell you that, you know, these early games are evaluating. I mean, let's face it, I think with, especially with J.D. Davis, I don't necessarily think that there's going to be a big market for him, you know, given where his salary is. And I will tell you that one thing I'm hearing a lot from agents is that they feel like that so many of the teams right now are basically like, yeah, we've got a, you know, a $2 million deal with a minor league invite. You know, even though there's some really good unsigned players, including Brandon Belt, there's just not that much out there. Joey Votto, there's just not that much out there. AJ Pollock. And so I can't imagine that there's necessarily a bunch of people lined up for JD, even though, especially in the first half last year, he had a better season.
So if you're looking at the Giants roster and, you know, the rotation does look unsettled, if they don't get Blake Snell, is there another pitcher out there that they can get outside of Jordan Montgomery, or do they have to just go into the camp and just go forth with what they have? What is your viewpoint of where this Giants rotation would stack up, particularly in the NL West?
Well, another guy is Michael Lorenzen, you know, who pitched really well in the first half. The Phillies made a trade for him at the deadline, and then he didn't pitch well enough or very well down the stretch to the degree that he wasn't even on their playoff roster. You know, he would be, you know, potentially an option, but the way you just cast it, what you said, Webb and four question marks or the uncertainties, what did you call them?
Yeah, Logan and the question marks.
That's right.
Is what,
yeah, right.
Kind of like an old 60s rock band, yeah.
Right. It was a little bit like last year, right? With Ross Stripling and Sean Manaea, the same sort of thing. I would say this. I do think that the Giants probably, you know, have a better group to start this year than they did last year. That's my view of it.
Buster on the ESPN with us. I think what you just said there at the end, you'd get agreement here. However, people are still going to look at this and go, that's not good enough. Do you think the Giants think that do they think their rotation is good enough?
To keep up with the Dodgers, I think if you gave truth to them, they'd probably say, no, it's not. I don't know how you could say anything other than that. You know, the Diamondbacks, especially with Corbin Carroll a year older, with Eduardo Rodriguez now in their rotation. I think you'd have to look at the Giants and say that they, at this moment, it feels like they're a distant third or distant fourth.
Okay, so with that, the truth serum that you've just injected into them, let's go back to the beginning. Why on earth would they not sign Blake Snell?
It depends on what, because what you hear from different teams is that Scott's asking price for weeks was super high. We know that the Yankees offered him 6 years and $150 million, and their perception was that they were not close to what he was looking for. We know that in the wintertime that Aaron Nola got, what, $176 million from the Philadelphia Phillies. My guess is Scott may have wanted to go north of that. I don't know if the Giants would be the team to say about Blake Snell, yeah, we're ready to, you know, give him $175 million. I don't think so. I think with a couple of Scott's clients, and Snell falls in this group, yeah, he's coming off a Cy Young Award. But before that, he also had three really mediocre seasons. And, you know, with Cody Bellinger, it was the same thing, where people acknowledged that, yes, last year he was greatly improved. Bat-to-ball skills were better. but there was enough uncertainty because he had had such terrible years with the Dodgers to the degree that the Dodgers non-tendered him, that there weren't teams lined up to give him these big long-term contracts. I think Snell and Bellinger, imperfect free agents because of their recent history, not just what happened in 2023.
We sit here on March 7th, and we're still talking about free agency, and you kept saying the name Scott, and it makes me cringe a little bit because one man seemingly has a stranglehold on this offseason. Is there any movement or any thought in Major League Baseball circles to limiting the free agency period to emulate what basketball and football do?
Well, there definitely is a lot of conversation about it. There are definitely people who believe that it'd be great for the sport. Rob Manfred talked about it, but I think you might as well be asking for world peace because in order to come up with a signing deadline, then you'd have to get the union and Major League Baseball to have a collaborative, productive relationship when they could work through the possible financial advantages, disadvantages that each side would have with something like that. And guys, that ain't happening. It is a really unproductive relationship. The union would fight any kind of a deadline. Scott has a big voice in the union leadership. And he has talked about how he thinks that's not going to work for the player. He feels like that the teams would use that date against the players. And we have seen a lot of situations in the past where, Scott's held clients out, into the start of spring training, Bryce Harper being a great example of that. And he winds up with a $335 million deal. It might be. Let's say if the Yankees suffered a huge injury, the Dodgers suffered a huge injury, Scott might feel like his leverage difference. I just don't think you get the union and MLB on the same page, even though your point is very well taken about the lack of excitement in the free agent market.
Buster, how do you feel about the way Scott Boras has played this offseason for his clients?
So it's interesting. When Bellinger signed his deal, the reaction from a lot of the other agents was ding dong, the witch is dead. Scott messed this one up, and I actually think that Bellinger's contract is kind of in line where it probably, given, as I mentioned, his up and downs in his performance, probably where he should be. For him to get a $30 million salary each of the next 2 years, that's a pretty good contract for a guy who was batting under 200 2 years ago. I think in the case of, and I would love to give truth serum to Scott on this one, I do wonder with a couple of his players if he had moved faster in November as opposed to the teams walking away saying, boy, there's some unreachable numbers here. I wonder if Scott could have gotten bigger numbers for his clients. Only he's going to know exactly where the interest would lie, and I know he it really feels like that there have been teams that are not have hid behind this whole television revenue thing and, the RSN, and they're not spending the way that they should. I do think that with a couple of his clients, he might have done better if he had moved faster.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know unless it somehow comes out, the numbers that these players might have been able to get. Buster, when you look at the Giants and what they have done with Chapman and Soler and Jung-Hoo Lee, have they gotten better enough to really be a threat in the National League?
I think they're a threat to be a wild card team. And shoot, we saw it with the Diamondbacks last year. 84 wins in the regular season, far from a dynamic team, and they played in the World Series. I think the Giants are good enough where if they have better than question mark performances in that rotation, then you could see them doing, 84 to 86 wins. There's no doubt Soler's going to help. I think with the power, Matt Chapman is a question mark, and I think that was reflected in how his free agency played out. He had that great start to last season, and then he hit under 200 for the rest of the year. A lot of questions about him hitting high velocity and having a lot of swing and miss, but his defense is going to help the Giants. He's a good player. I do think that they're going to be better than they were last year. It's interesting, when Lee signed, folks with other teams were telling me, well, I don't know, it could be an adjustment period. They were not as high on him as the Giants were based on what they paid him. But I just was talking with Susan Slusser about this yesterday, and she was talking about how he looks like he's sort of the dynamic speed you know, bat to ball skills that the Giants really could use. And, you know, we'll see if that translates.
Buster Olney, ESPN with us. Buster, so circling back to the Snell conversation, because I think that the Angels, we've heard that, but you sort of dismissed Yankees, Phillies, Mets. Are the Giants, because maybe it doesn't have to be a long-term deal, are the Giants in on this at all if it's another one of these one-plus-one-plus-one deals?
And that's a great question. My question would be about that. If you are in Scott's shoes talking with Blake Snell, guy's coming off a Cy Young Award season. He's right in the middle of his career. Unlike Bellinger, who, you know, had a couple of really bad years when he was with the Dodgers, and you can understand why the Cubs were reluctant to give him a long-term deal. Is Blake Snell going to feel like that, really? I'm going to win a Cy Young Award season. I'm going to take a deal where I might opt out after 1 year. But it might be that his market is to the degree that that's what teams have left at this point. That's why I think the Angels are a team to watch, in part because since Ohtani left, you know, $30 million now freed up. Some of the other free agents they lost during the wintertime, they really haven't done that much this winter. They would seem to have a lot of available cash. And if Snell wants to pitch there, it feels like there's enough wriggle room on both sides where they could make that happen. You know, the one thing about the Yankees and the Mets and why I'm dismissive of them, remember in the Yankees case, if they sign Snell, they have to pay a luxury tax of 110% on every dollar. And they would have to give up draft picks. And that's why a short-term deal isn't going to work for them. They're not going to sign a guy to a one-year deal and pay that kind of money and give up draft picks.
Am I being a homer by saying Angels? You want to pitch there? Like that's a pretty good hitter's park. Ohtani's gone. I mean, you want to go play? They're not going to win there. Why would he want to go there?
Well, it might be that they are the team with the most of money available.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
And I kind of wonder. And again, from what I understand from talking with people that know him, you know, personal situation, it might be his preference to play down in Southern California.
Yep. Okay. All right, Buster. Great stuff, man. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Great talking with you.
All right. There it is. Buster Olney, ESPN. Blake Snell.
Sorry about that,
coming
Mark.
Coming to the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, do the Angels play the Giants this year?
I think they do. Don't you play everybody now?
Yeah, but you don't play everybody in their park. So
right.
Maybe Blake Snell's not coming to San Francisco.
Hang on.
If the Giants are at...
Yep, June 14th through 16th.
So Blake Snell is coming to San Francisco.
See? I told you.
That was quite a blow. That was a punch right in your solar plexus.
Well, he didn't say, like, no chance. He just is like, I don't think he's coming to the Giants.
Right.
I don't think he's coming to the Giants either, but I can still hope.
Well,
I think they're on the list.
Yeah.
I think they're in this.
Buster's a guy who is pretty well connected to the machinations of free agency.
John Heyman said yesterday on MLB Network, I think Giants, Angels, and he goes, he kind of stymied, and he's like, if I had to put a guess, because I think it's a guessing game, I'll go Giants. I think Giants.
I don't think he's going to San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. He probably not. He probably would have by now. The offseason is over.
Totally. I figured he would have gone somewhere by now, but here we are March 7th, and this grind continues to go with a couple of the Boris free agents.
Well, I sort of take that as part of my thinking. Like, you can say, oh, I don't think he's going there, or I don't think he's going over here. It's like, it's March 7th. I think we got to throw some of the conventional wisdom out the window now. I don't know what this deal is going to look like. Buster sounds like he still thinks that Snell can get that like 4, 5, 6 year deal.
Yeah.
The other reporters I've heard are like, that's cooked. You're not getting that. If you would have gotten that, you would have done it by now.
Well, and Buster said he already turned down a reported 6 and 150,
which
from
means,
the Yankees.
Right, like, it's not going to go north from there. It's going to go way down.
Well, maybe you get more money for a shorter term.
Absolutely. That's, you know, what I think it's going to be.
390 or with two player options or something like that, depending on what's out there. And I do think it helps his case to wait with some of the pitcher injuries that Buster was laying out in that interview.
No doubt. By the way, Sean Gelly just got hurt also. I didn't want him in the rotation anyway.
Right.
But the Giants
didn't have like an elbow sprain or
there's Gelly hurt. Keaton Wynn dealing with some stuff. Tristan Beck gone. I mean,
Tristan Beck has got the
that's the aneurysm.
The aneurysm.
He's got it. Like, listen, I'm not gonna blow off the people we haven't seen. Maybe these young guys are ready to rock. I don't know. They haven't played Major League Baseball before, right, for the most part. So maybe Mason Black is gonna be Rookie of the Year. I have no clue. And if that happens, then the Giants are cooking and everything's fine. They've got enough arms. They're just all unproven. And, you know, I would think that the injuries they've suffered, combined with the fact that the need was already there and the fact that on March 7th he's still sitting there, I would think that that all lands kind of in their lap. I would think that it would make sense. But maybe Blake's got no interest in coming to San Francisco.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's like, dude, warm weather is me. I'm playing for the Halos and going to Disneyland.
Right.
Maybe.
And you can't control that as a GM or a president of baseball ops. If a player prefers a location or a team, then it doesn't matter how much money you offer him. Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe he doesn't like the politics in the city, or maybe he doesn't want to come here and play in the cold.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
Who knows? But I don't think. I don't think it's over, and as I've said to you all 2 weeks, like, for me, it doesn't have to be Blake Snell. I think it should be somebody.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be Jordan Montgomery either, but that would be great. Or what's door number three?
But you were mentioning a trade before, and that, you know, Buster may seem to indicate that teams are going to sit and wait and see what they have first in the regular season.
Water all over that, too. But, yeah, that's also a thing. Like, anything could happen at any moment, even after the season starts,
right,
where the Giants are able to trade somebody and get something going as far as the starting pitcher is concerned. And at some point, Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray start coming back into the fold, and then you feel a lot better. Then it isn't Logan Webb and the question marks.
Right.
It's Logan Webb and non-question marks coming off injury.
Or maybe it's Logan Webb and the openers again.
You shut your mouth. And you shut your mouth right
What's
now.
What's Zach Littell doing?
Yeah. That was a good, hearty chuckle that you got out of Buster.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You got a good question. You're having a good week.
I'm having a good week. And
I'm in a little bit of a Curry slump right now.
Yeah.
A great question.
Thank you. It's funny. I think I'd rather get a big old chuckle out of someone. I think you'd rather get a that's a great question.
Yeah, because I mean, not that I always get chuckles, but I play it for laughs a lot. So when I do get the chuckle, it's like, yeah, that's kind of why I'm here. I'm here to make people laugh.
That's good.
You're the astute, intuitive
that's
one.
That's a great question.
And that doesn't even count. They were neighbors.
That's not true.
I grew up with the guy.
No, that's not true.
You said you had a crush on his sister yesterday.
No, I didn't. I went to high school with her. Mm-hmm. I never had a crush on her. And we did not live on, I can now say it, Main Sail Court at the same time.
Look at you.
We both lived there,
yep,
but not at the same time. It's an inaccurate statement that you just, it's an accusation, sensation.
You stalked his sister.
Cha-ching!
We were in thank you, Buzz. We were in musical theater together. I did musical theater in middle school.
Oh, in middle school.
In middle school.
So did I.
I won the drama award at Bowditch Middle School.
Yeah. I've talked to you before about how I don't believe in regret, but there are things that I did in middle school that I might have, would like to have back.
Why?
Because I was awful.
Oh, but what was the bad, what was the net result?
It's a waste of time. And getting clowned by my siblings.
Who cares about wasting time in middle school? That's all you're doing is wasting time.
I was chasing girls, and I thought that would
How'd
be a
that
great...
go?
Not great.
Okay.
Thought it'd be a great way to meet girls.
Wasting time.
The girls coerced me into it. Because little did I know that when you're a boy in musical theater, you get a prominent role because there aren't many of you.
Yeah.
So even though you show up with no singing voice and maybe you're overacting and you can't dance, all of a sudden you're the lead in the play.
Right.
No, thank you.
That didn't get you any
not a thing.
Attention?
Not even. Yeah.
I had a different experience than you.
Of course. You're a good-looking guy.
That has nothing to do with it. I was Buffalo Bill. I had a Jesus wig on. And the next year I was Daddy Warbix. I looked like you. I had a bald cap on.
I was Earthquake Magoon in Little Abner.
Of course you were.
And it's, you know.
Earthquake Magoon?
Who are you?
He's like the bully. And I was 4'1 with bright orange hair.
Would you mind?
There was irony.
Fat red pumpkin.
I use that as my fantasy team name next year?
Earthquake Magoon?
Earthquake Magoon.
No, of course not.
You wouldn't?
It's a real name of a character. Abner.
Earthquake Magoon. We're coming for you on the Richter scale.
I had a song in the opening number. And I step out there and start doing my thing.
You want to perform it for us right now?
Yeah,
not really.
What was the song? Go ahead. Play the music, Randy.
We got 30 seconds. Take us out, dude.
Let's go.
I can't even remember the words.
Do it.
Oh, boy. Didn't learn my lesson. Did it in high school, too. Musical theater. Same reason. Same result. Got a lead. No talent. What a waste.
I sang NYC by Daddy Warbucks on Annie in front of other human beings at age 13. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
But I did it. All right.
Enough of that.
First of all, we're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Also coming up next, your phone calls. Also coming up next, the Giants will sign a pitcher. Also coming up next, Dibs will sing. On Willard and Dibs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And that's a great question.
It's a great question.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, I'm like TJD trying to defend Giannis over
those
here.
Those aren't all
I'm
you.
Yes, they were, except for the last one. All the first three are all from the last 48 hours.
And that's a great question.
You damn right it was. Question. Thank you, Bo.
That's a great question.
All right, Bob.
It's a great question.
That one's not me. That last one is Doc Pandia from like a year ago.
And the fact that Fitz double talked it, you only get singular credit.
Ruben Boomshay lays it in. What's your problem? He says it twice, it's nice.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You do get it. Count it.
Okay. Must be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
About time for you to put your mouth on a farmer. It's a fact. It's a beer thing. Guys?
It's not time for that yet, dude.
It's not time for that. Can't do that at 4:48 on a Thursday. What's the matter with you?
Good point.
You're 24 hours and 10 minutes too early.
I'm getting excited.
You can't just start hucking stuff like that out there. Like, yeah, it's going to get everybody all bent out of shape.
It's almost 5 o'clock. Boss isn't around, and we're coming off a 35-point hammering of Milwaukee, a town known for beer. How could I not mention the beer?
Put your lips on a farmer.
Totally.
The Warriors play tonight. Did you all know that? They're going to play the Bulls. Warriors live with Mark Grandy. He made the cut. Hey, congrats, Grandy. For replacing Evan Giddings as the host of Warriors Live. That's coming up at 6, presented by Xfinity at Homer on the Go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Who gets Saturday? What's happening on Saturday when the Warriors play the
That's
Spurs?
A great question because Saturday,
oh
actually.
My God, I'm on fire! It's unbelievable!
Both Evan and I are out of town on Saturday.
Oh, so.
That's a question for Lucas more than anyone else.
What the hell's happening, man? Are you doing it?
Tune in to find out.
Actually, the first Saturday in this calendar year that I'm not working, which is going to be nice.
Oh, because of. Why aren't you doing playoffs?
I'm good with the playoffs.
Playoffs?
I had a bad experience last Saturday. Bad experience.
So you're out solely because of last week?
I'm out. I was 50-50 anyway.
Are you out for good?
I think I might be out for good.
Wait a minute.
I've about had it.
Are you retiring?
Well, I've retired probably 11 times already.
You're not retiring.
I get to the end of the year and I...
You're just burnt.
I've had it,
You're
Mark.
Just burnt out.
And you know, it's just not... It's not as fun as it used to be. It's the parents. The kids are the kids. I enjoy refereeing. I don't enjoy getting yelled at by grown men occasionally grown women.
I bet it was always like that, but your perspective has probably changed through the years.
It's actually changed. It's changed in terms of the amount of beratings that you get now.
You know what? I can't speak to any of your specific situations because I only watched you ref once this year, and you did tell me that right after I arrived, or right before I arrived,
yeah.
There was a wackadoodle situation, but I have not viewed any of this myself this year, so I can't speak to your situation.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If you coach, let me just give me 37 seconds of space.
Okay.
Because what age are you dealing with? 10, 11?
9, 10.
Okay. If you coach 9 or 10 year olds in any sport, or if you are a parent of a 9 or 10 year old in any sport, and you yell at a ref, you are a freaking loser. No excuses. None. You're a terrible example for the kids. Like, literally, an awful example. And that's the best phraseology I can come up with, because I bet if you put it that way, all of you would stop and think about it for a second. You think that you're picking up for them. You're a horrible, horrible example for the kids. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what happens when you have a coach who does that? The kids follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got 7 little Timmy and Tommies on the bench screaming, travel, travel. That's a travel. And it's like, yes, that is a travel. But I'm not going to call it because you stink. And your teammates are also terrible. So I'm not going to call traveling. We're trying to have a basketball game here.
Now, don't get me wrong. I was ripping you under my breath
Fine.
The whole game.
Rip away.
Not really. But no, I will make snide remarks to myself.
Yeah, it's and to me, I'm your friend.
Well, it's also a comedic thing. It's like, dude, half the players out here, like the ball is bigger than their chest. They don't even know what direction to go. What are you arguing about?
Right, three
what
in the key.
What is it you think you're trying to win? Where are you putting that trophy if you get it? Are you putting that on your mantle as a 52-year-old?
And the other logic piece is, by yelling at me, am I more likely or less likely to give you the next close call?
That too.
That's the one that always strikes me.
That's
but anyway.
That's the analytics of it.
Yeah. Anyway, All right. Not working Saturday. Okay, I don't know who's doing Warriors Live, but it's not this guy.
Jude made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I can't even go.
What?
I'm not even. Yeah, I got to go to the Warrior game with the Cal Poly students.
Oh, that's right.
I was hoping it was an early game. It's a late game. So anyway, go Jude. Go fight, win. I hope the ref's not an idiot. Anyway, Warriors Live coming up here in an hour. And the Warriors are playing the Bulls tonight. Yeah, I think that if you're a Warrior fan, it's likely that you're feeling better today. You're feeling more confident today. Your outlook is better today than it's been at any other point this season. That's my feeling off of last night. I don't think statement. I don't think must win. I don't think had to prove to themselves. I simply think that this was a situation that set up for them, and if they didn't play well, that was a concern. But they did, and that's great. And so validating All of that, and I do think if you're a Warrior fan, you're probably feeling more confident today than you have at any other point this season. We'd love to hear from all of you as we head into the our final hour tonight and into Warriors Live with Grandy. Let's go to Eric in the city with Willie and Dibby. Hi, Eric. What are you doing?
Oh, hi there. I just was waiting in my parking spot, and I decided, well, let me go to Trader Joe's. So I'm actually inside of Trader Joe's. Seat. Somebody actually put this seat out here for me to sit on, and they didn't know I was coming, but it's here.
Wait a minute.
We've got questions.
Are you in the Trader Joe's, or are you in the Trader Joe's parking lot?
No, I'm actually inside the Trader Joe's store, the Stonestown one.
Okay, which... I know it well. Which aisle are you in? Like, what product... Look up. What product are you looking at right now?
No, I haven't gone down there. From here, I can see the flowers because I'm still upstairs. You know where the other players go down?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got the ramp down still.
That's right. Let me see what I can do here. And, just patiently waiting. I know you guys had some other things to do. But can I talk about not only the new Warriors, but the older, old-school Warriors? Could I do that?
You do whatever you want, man. This is your airtime. You want the show?
Hey. Well, back in college, like in the mid-70s, I knew a season ticket holder, and he got me playoff tickets for every Warriors game. And then when I got to see the Bullets, I went to every single game, and I was in college. So that tells you how low the prices were back then, right? I think I was paying like $20 or $25 per game. It was amazing. And I got to see the Warriors surprise the world because nobody thought the Warriors would beat the Bullets in four games. And they did. And that's when the Bullets had Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld, Mike Reardon. They had a really good team. People thought that the Baltimore Bullets were going to beat the Warriors, but they didn't. I mean, it's amazing. And I'll always remember that. Rick Barry was my favorite Warrior back then. Also Nate Thurman, for sure. But he didn't play in that series. They had Clifford Ray, George Johnson, Phil Smith, Jamal Wilkes, and to say many more. But that was an amazing team. Do you guys remember that playoff series?
I was almost 7 years old. I don't quite remember it like you do, but
was that June of 1975, Eric?
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
I pooped right before the game you're talking about in my pants. I was 5 months old.
Oh my goodness. So, well, you had to do some there, but anyway.
I don't remember the game.
But actually, I go back to about 1968 when I first became a Warriors fan. So I've been on the Warriors train for a long time. And, Kareem Jabbar used to say that Nate Thurman was the best defensive center he ever played against. And I believe that because Nate was amazing.
You've been watching ball for so long, you didn't even think that Kareem needed the Abdul anymore. That was amazing. Eric, I think the moral of your story is that you think the Warriors can shock the world this year. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you can say that with an analogy, but I want to mention one other thing. And you guys, I'm 66 years old, but I can shoot 45-foot shots. And I've been trying to work with Dick Kerr, Steve Kerr's son, to get on a halftime shooting performance. Because I really do. I've got YouTube videos where I'm sinking 45-foot shots. And I would love to have a one-on-one with Steph Curry. That's how confident I am.
Eric, do you know Nicholas Kerr?
I know him by LinkedIn, yes.
Oh, by LinkedIn. All right. That's amazing.
That's a great call.
Eric, go get the go get the ice cream sandwiches. They come in a full...
Let me tell you the truth.
No. Listen to me. This
black
is important.
Black bean taquitos.
Well, those are good.
Don't look at the sodium levels.
Those are very good. The orange chicken is good. But
yeah,
get the ice cream sandwiches. They come in a pink... It's a little pink box, and there's four of them. You should get... They're delicious.
Boy,
no, but
good.
I'm serious. Yeah, they're delicious. My kids go crazy when I bring them home.
Let me tell you how I met Nick Kerr.
Please do.
When Klay Thompson was out with those horrible, leg injuries, and I told Nick that I was be praying for him, and he got right back to me and said, "Thank you so much." And so he is a contact that I have, and I sent him videos of me shooting from 45 feet out. I've got a short game and a free throw game. I got it all. So I started playing basketball at 10. So I'm doing my best to, try and get in to the Chase Center and either shoot before the game or after the game.
Okay.
I mean, I would be thrilled if that can happen.
How come you didn't win your way in to play knockout with us at Chase Center a couple of months ago?
Well, I didn't know about that.
Well, you're not listening enough, Eric.
Man.
You know, you're,
I know.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
You're an interesting cat. Do you know that?
Am I? Well, let me tell you another thing I did. Last November 11th, I took the Grand Canyon. People 65.
Eric, your phone's breaking up.
No, it's not. But hang on. Eric's got something to say.
Tell me, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Here, I got you off speaker. Is that better?
Way better. God, you sound good.
Okay, good.
Tell us more.
My earbuds on now.
Okay.
And the other thing I do is I play golf. I used to play golf in Galileo High School many years ago, and now I'm trying to get my golf game back to that level, and I'm getting close.
I bet you could break 75. Hi, Eric.
Well, not quite, but I think the best I had at Harding Park when we used to play matches there was a 41, and that was good because Harding's always been a tough course.
Yeah, yeah. Will you take us hole by hole on that round?
What?
Will you take us
Eric.
Hole by hole. Okay, all right. Thank you, Eric.
Eric, thank you.
Willard and Dibbs brought to you by Safeway. Let's go to...
we had about five calls on the line until Eric started, and now we're down to two. I don't know.
That might be my fault. My fault.
Might be.
I couldn't help myself.
Take us through hole by hole. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so I had a driver. I was a little bit on the right side of the fairway on one. And I went with a 4-iron. I probably should
have used
the
3. Oh, God.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.